Bisbee's ban on plastic bags is in violation of state law. That's the assessment of Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. And it means the city has 30 days to rescind the ordinance or risk losing its state shared revenue. So what will Bisbee do? To tell us, we're joined now by Mayor David Smith. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the plan?
Well, the immediate plan is that I have called for a special meeting of the council to occur this coming Monday. And we'll be discussing this situation with our legal counsel and making a decision as to exactly what we do.
Do you have a preferred course of action?
Well, you know, obviously the preferred course of action is to stand up and fight this type of overreach. But we have to be practical, and we have to go through all of the, information that's going to be presented to us by our city attorney and make a decision based on practicality and not just emotion.
Well, so I want to ask about the practicality, because a legal fight, as you know, could be lengthy, it could be pricey, and you're already dealing with the potential loss of state-shared revenue. Even if you think you're in the right here, is it possible that you'll have to not fight this for fear of having to pay more money?
Well, that would be a council decision, of course. That certainly is in the forefront. At the same time, we do have many allies. We have members of other city councils around the state that have written letters of support. We have numerous groups. We have attorneys that are willing to assist our city attorney on a pro bono basis, and this isn't really a question totally about plastic bags. This is a question about self governance. You know, Bisbee is a charter city. We have our own constitution, and for the state legislature to choose something as mundane and benign as a plastic bag issue really causes one to wonder really what's going on.
When you look at the decision the Attorney General made recently about the police policy in Phoenix relative to SB 1070, is there anything in there that you think maybe helps your case?
I'm not a legal scholar, and so I'm really not in the best position to say that. That's why we have our city attorney, and that's why we rely on our city attorney. The first reaction is yes, because this is also a question about one government and another government. But your question also points out, a real area of hypocrisy where the state complains about the federal government mandate having to do with SB 1070, but yet turns around and does exactly the same thing to one of their cities. You know, realizing that in our particular case, as an example, we are strapped budget-wise because of the state-mandated limits that they have made us contribute to the public safety retirement, where we're actually contributing more in retirement than we pay our employees. And yet we continue to do that, and now they threaten to take away our state revenue, which quite honestly would cripple the city.
All right, that's Bisbee Mayor David Smith. Mr. Mayor, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you.